look out for anyone with diabetes and get physicals, checkups, and prevent anything you can. Have a healthy diet.
16-year-old Haley May is giving some tips to Floridians who may not know they have diabetes. She's a huge diabetes prevention advocate and was there on the steps of the old Florida Capitol, along with members of the Florida Department of Health Wednesday, to talk about the importance of diabetes awareness, especially since this issue is near and dear to her heart.
In 2007, I had a routine physical, and they told me my blood sugar was 400, so we packed and went to Tallahassee Memorial Hospital and stayed there a few days, learned how to count carbs and calculate insulin.
Diabetes is a disease where people have high blood sugar, and there are several types. Haley has type 1 diabetes. More than 76,000 Floridians may be living with type 1, which requires constant attention to manage. The most common form of diabetes is type 2 or adult onset diabetes. It can be prevented or delayed, but type 1 cannot. Some of the earlier symptoms for diabetes can include excessive thirst, excessive urination, and being tired or listless. Dr. Dennis Cook-Rowe with the Florida Department of Health says it's important people are aware that they could be experiencing symptoms of the disease and should get checked out. He also encourages those who don't have diabetes to try and walk in the shoes of someone who does have diabetes.
For those that don't have diabetes, spend 1 week, just take 1 week to practice eating a diet that's good for diabetes and exercise in a way that a person with diabetes should exercise to try to control their disease. And to do that, maybe with some friends, and then at the end of that week, think back on what it was like, how they felt.
There are about 3 million Floridians who have diabetes and many more who may not know they have the disease. And Cook-Rowe says hopefully the lighting at the Capitol will make people more aware. And Sheila Nunn agrees. She's the manager of government affairs for Novo Nordisk, the company responsible for putting up the lights around the Florida Capitol to make it shine blue Wednesday evening.
I hope that people, when they drive by, you know, even if they don't know what necessarily is going on, maybe they'll look and Google, you know, Capitol Blue and find out more about diabetes. So I think that's one of the big takeaways from this event.
Other places around the world that were lit blue include the Empire State Building, Niagara Falls, and the Pyramids. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.